Hello everyone, welcome to the ALTO meeting. If you're not planning to attend the ALTO meeting, you're probably in the wrong room. Not well statement. Basically, everything you say is an ETF contribution and as such is subject to ETF IPR rules. Go read the documents if you haven't read them yet. This is the agenda for today. Again, we have a pretty packed agenda. We will start with the requirements and the protocol that are, the main documents for this working group. We then have four documents that are addressing, that are targeting two milestones. And then we have a bunch of kind of new work that's been presented and somewhat discussed on the main list. Oh, blue sheet, right. Blue sheets are circulating. Please do not let them cross the aisle. So, let's start. News. We have a new charter. It's basically just as the a new milestone, the deployment considerations document that was decided to be added to the charter during the last meeting. The goal of the document is to track the lessons learned in early deployment and implementation experiences. Also, big news from this meeting, we are moving from app to TSV. So we are saying goodbye to our area director advisor that will become our app area director advisor or whatever. And we say welcome to Dave, that will be our official area director advisor from now on. Thank you, Peter, for everything you've done. Do you want to say something about this clustering of peer-to-peer groups?
Peter St. Andre. The basic thing is, I don't think it's really going to make any difference. I think this working group is going to keep doing what it's doing, and I'm happy with the progress that's been happening. IESG has had some conversations about sort of sharing the load among different areas and maybe putting more of the peer-to-peer stuff or peer-to-peer-related stuff into the transport area or having that more in one group or one area. So, you know, I'm going to continue to be involved, and I think we'll continue to have people with applications, interests, and experience as part of the group here. So I don't really see it making a big difference other than mostly for the chairs. Now we'll deal more with Dave than they'll deal with me. So.
And on behalf of the working group, thank you for everything you've done so far, Peter, for the rechartering and everything.
Hi, my name is Dave Harrington. I am your new responsible area director. Some people are characterizing this as trying to load balance this across areas. I disagree with that. If that was the reason why it was being put into transport, I would fight having it put into transport. We are doing this because there are a number of peer-to-peer working groups across the IETF, and they are not in the same area. And I believe that it's important that they be in the same area so that we make sure that the people are sharing their information correctly. Some of what's going on here, most notably in the decade working group, I believe is very related to other transport area working groups. The ALTO, I'm still working through all the details of how much is transport specific and how much is not. But the reason we're putting them together is try to get some transport expertise into some of the designs that we're going through here and trying to make sure that what we end up with is going to be the best thing for the internet, not just because we want to load balance across areas.
Thank you, Dave. We are already running late, so no more. Cutting the line, no more IDs in line from now on. Now, one more thing. John, you want to see something?
Yeah, so obviously we've been really pleased to see the progress that's made on the protocol draft so far, and we think it's getting to a state now where it'd be reasonable for some people to start slinging some code around about it. I've informally spoken to a number of people that I know are doing implementations, and I've heard a bit more the phrase you see in quotes here on the slide, Alto-like, than I've heard Alto when people are talking about these implementations. Now, of course, the reason why we all come here to the IETF and make standards in the first place is so that we will end up at the end of the day with something interoperable. I know this may come as a shocking revelation to a few people, but given that, it might not be a bad idea for us to start thinking about how we're going to drive this community from the Alto-like to Alto. In connection with that, Enrico, Vijay, and I would really like to extend to the people here who are participating an invitation to kind of work together with us to try to make this happen. What would this look like? Well, I mean, I think the first thing we need to do is to identify who here is implementing, what they've got, what pieces of the Alto architecture they're working on. Once we understand that, I think we can start maybe doing some pairwise testing between some of the people doing Alto, try to drive some interoperability that way, with the eventual goal of doing some kind of a real demo. I've seen this done a few times here at the IETF, even where kind of attached to a meeting, a few interested people have gotten together and have shown off their implementations and shown off that it works. I think if we were interested in undertaking something like this, Quebec might be a reasonable time frame to aim for. But if we had any hope of making that, we'd need to have people together and interested in beginning to work on this, at least by Prague. So the chairs wanted to kind of get a sense of the room, not in terms of a hum, but in terms of if anybody had any comment about this plan, you think this is a good or a bad idea, feel free to come to the mic and say so now. Otherwise, please do come talk to us at a band if you're interested, and we will start patching this together. Yes, Martin.
Martin Stiemerling. I think it's an excellent idea because we have now a quite fair spec. It's big, and so it's good to get some feedback from the implementers and see if it's really worked that way. Actually, we think it's working.
Definitely.
Richard Young from here. I think this is a very good idea. One question just want to clarify. Following the up, what exactly are we going to look for? For example, you have client server. They can talk among themselves, or they can do some non-trivial functions. Mm-hmm. Just they can talk among themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the most material thing for us to test is the protocol spec itself. And the spec itself really could be done for either a trivial or a non-trivial client-server interaction. I think we'd be interested in seeing that richer things work, but let's start with baby steps. Let's see if we can get clients talking to servers and things actually working, and maybe look at what we think some of the use cases were that are of interest to the community we could develop for this and go from there. Yes, Rich.
Rich 20. I think it's a great idea. I think it might be interesting. Yeah, it's up. It's me. What was I going to say? It's all you, David, see? Okay. I think it might make sense to have some kind of way of putting together the kind of information that would be needed by participants to be able to fully participate in the trial. I'm thinking that you might want to have a core team of maybe four or five people to put together maybe a wiki, to say, this is what we want to accomplish in this trial. This is what we think that you'd have to do in order to participate in this trial. If you're going to participate in this trial as a service provider, this is the things that you should do. If you're going to participate as somebody who's going to be offering content, this is what you should do. Just so that, because right now, if it's kind of an open-ended, who wants to participate, I mean, I think you'll get some response, but we may not know what to do with that response. So, anyway, some thoughts.
That's fair, yeah. I mean, I certainly want to make sure that before we really spec this out too far, that people think this is a good idea, that there are people who are roughly willing to participate. But definitely, I think that is the next step after that, is to really articulate what the roles would be and what we hope to accomplish from it.
Peter,
well, who is this guy?
Peter St. Andre,
if you have any
applications
to this
area
group,
advisor.
Who are you? Oh, yeah.
You might want to talk to some of the other folks who have been doing a lot of this kind of stuff recently, like the Core Working Group has been having these plug fests every time and getting people together. And I know the Codec guys and so on and so forth. So we, you know, do some cross-pollination with some other groups that have been doing this. But I think it's a great idea.
Great. Martin.